Let's start off the show with a little listener email, shall we? This is Dave. I enjoy the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Your style is very smooth and polished. Are you kidding me? But one thing I can't stand is the bell at the beginning. He must mean, let's see, the bell at the beginning, that would be this one. Yeah, that must be the one. Or it could be this one. Oh, no, that's the same one. Okay. I hate the bell at the beginning. I know it goes with the theme, but school bells are annoying, and I find it detracts from my enjoyment of the show, so much so that even though the audio on SOP 41, where I interviewed Martin Perlick on how to interview people, even though it was screwy, I was thrilled that the bell, he must mean this one, yeah, was left off. Thanks for letting me complain. By the way, I was driving home while listening to SOP 41 and passed by my local Borders, decided right then to turn and buy it. So podcasting works as a marketing tool, but it was not on the shelf in the store's computer kiosk. Said it was out of print, which is weird because it's at Amazon.com. Oh well, so much for the impulse buy. Keep up the good work, and thanks again. This is Jason Robertshaw of the Cephalo Podcast, CEPHALO Podcast. It's about the ocean, if you're interested. So, all right, we got to get rid of the bell. Maybe, let's see, SOP 45. And need a bell. SOP 45. Not quite what I was looking for. SOP 45. Yeah, that's not really what I was... Nah. Let's see. We need SOP... Yeah. It's bells, but it's SOP 45. Yeah, again, not quite, let's see, SOP 45.
Ah.
That'd be a different kind of podcast. SOP 45. Get your attention. Kind of annoying, though. SOP 45. I can get my dog involved in the show. Let's see, we could get the southern, you know, southern people. SOP 45. I kind of like that one. SOP 45. That's probably what a lot of people are doing right now. Let's just start the music.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Enough with the goofiness. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, the official podcast of theschoolofpodcasting.com. I'm your tired, I'm your wacky host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in today. I am feeling very wacky. I'm about podcasted out. If you want to contact me, it's schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. On the show today, some podcast promotion ideas and even more listener email. Let's go back to that, shall we? We've got greetings. I'm looking to start. This is Jonathan from HollywoodComediansRadio.com. Says, hey, I'm looking to start another podcast. Does one open up another separate Libsyn account, or can I integrate it into an account I already have? Just wondering. Jonathan Thymius from HollywoodComediansRadio.com. We also have our first episode of Last Five and Five today. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. Jonathan, here's the thing. Couple questions. If you're looking to monetize your podcast, I would definitely open up a separate Libsyn account. Check them out. L-I-L-Y-B. I can't spell today. L-Y-B-S-O-N.com. Links out at the show archives at schoolpodcasting.net, by the way. And if you're doing... am I the world's biggest case of ADD or what today? Jonathan, if you're trying to monetize your podcast, having two podcasts on the same feed are going to mess up your stats. So let's say you've got an established show, you've got 100 listeners, and now you put out the first episode of your new show, and you get 15 listeners. Your stats are going to look like a big saw blade, because one's going to have a lot of listeners and the next one won't, this and that. So if you're going to monetize your podcast, that would be a nightmare. I'd have to go back later and say, okay, I think I have an average of 236 or somewhere between that and 27 listeners. So I would just open up. It's only $5-$10, depending on what you're doing. That would be my advice. Just open up a separate account so you can keep your stats separate as well. Next email comes from Cornelius Fitchner. What a cool name, Cornelius Fitchner. Instant intelligence, right? My name is Cornelius Fitchner. I listened to your latest episode of the School Podcast. I told you I was goofy. I listened to your latest episode of the School Podcasting yesterday on my way to work. My, was I surprised to hear my own name, that would be Cornelius Fitchner, and program mentioned. It's highly appreciated. Well, you're very welcome. How funny that you should have mentioned the URL of my blog as I was in the middle of switching this over to www.thepmpodcast. Of course, PM stands for Project Management, except I can't say that. Project Management, much better. See what happens when Dave doesn't edit. I'm doing this live, by the way. Today, I'm using PodProducer. Thanks again for the mention and your advice. Until next time, Cornelius... See, I can't see anything today. Cornelius Fitchner. See, who was that? Jason thought I was smooth. No, I just do a lot of post-editing. All right, so before we get to last five and five, we had a podcaster roundtable today at theschoolpodcasting.com. This is one of the things we do. We get together, we do a phone call as part of it, but we also have I have software where everybody can kind of see what's going on my screen. We all peek over Dave's shoulder, and we were talking about promoting your podcast, so I thought I would share one idea. Of course, obviously, it's the big tease. You know, I got to do the big tease so that you go and sign up at theschoolpodcasting.com. Otherwise, everybody else would go, hey, what the heck? What am I paying money for? He gives it all away for free on the free podcast. But here it was, Jonathan again from the Hollywood, Hollywood Comedians Radio.com. We're talking about different ways to promote your podcast, and we're talking about music podcasts. And I said, well, one of the things you could do would be go to, you know, you want to go where your target listener is. I said, so let's say you're doing maybe you're the Scene Zine, or you're the Rock and Roll Geek Show, right? And, you've got a hard rock audience. Why not go to the hard rock club in your area and maybe make some CDs of your podcast and hand them out there? And Jonathan said, well, I used to own a coffee house, and you can get coasters, promotional coasters with your logo and stuff on them, dirt cheap. And why not, you know, have that brand sitting right of everybody at that club? Plus, you're going to make friends with the club owner because now they don't have to buy coasters. And they're pretty cheap. Actually, you can get 400 for, I think it was $25. No, I'm sorry. 400 was $100, which I realize is a chunk of change. But think about how long 400 coasters would last you. And that's via branders.com. I'll have a link to that out at the show notes at theschoolofpodcasting.net. That's where we have all of our show archives. So that was just one idea we came up with today. And our little round table. That's something we do probably. I'm going to try to do that once a month. So I thank everybody who showed up to that today. And if you are a student, you can hear that in the, it's in your student only feed. Again, with the tease. I'm sorry. You got to hate that, right? All right. So my new feature is I'm calling it Last Five and Five, meaning right now, if I were to contact you on the phone, what would be the last five podcasts that you listened to? And Twilight, from Twilight and Thebes. Now, Twilight and Thebes is a couple's cast, and they say, here is chat and joke about perverse sexual acts. Perverse sexual acts? All right. And our nation's even more perverse political reality. Exactly. I should do a show on sound effects. You'll find our show, hysterically funny, whether we're talking about adult babies or atomic bombs. Subscribe now through the rabbit hole into our world. That's twilightandthebes.com. So I asked her, I said, hey, you know, what are the last five you listened to? And here's what she had to say. She said, well, number one, and again, these are in no particular order. Just happen to be the last five. Nate and Die at nateanddie.com. Nate is one of the guys that got fired. I think one of the first people that got fired due to podcasting. The Nate and Die Pod, the Nate and Die Show is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We are blasphemous and have potty mouths, they say. Second, Punky Radio at punkyradio.com. Half an hour of X-rated music and mayhem from the heart of Sherwood Forest, featuring tracks you've never heard before, expressions you've never heard before, and jokes you'll never want to hear again. Third up, she likes The Twisted Pickle at thetwistedpickle.com. The Twisted Pickle Show is a guy in Omaha sharing humor and stories meant to help you not take anything in life serious. Personal, sometimes funny stories, all told without his wife knowing the show exists. Yeah. So far, at least. Four, The Bitters Pill. I can chime in on this one. It's comedy, commentary, and music from a stay-home dad slash sudden. It's Dan Klass. If you want to hear somebody do phenomenal, let me see if I can do a Dan Klass kind of read on a story. He uses pauses like Paul Harvey looks at him and goes, man, that's a cool use of a pause. And he has a great, tremendous way to tell a story with voice inflection that doesn't sound quite as hokey as my voice right now. That's a really bad Dan Klass imitation. But he's phenomenal storyteller. Dan, come on my show. Tell me how you do it. Best of the Last. It is a live show today. Best of the Left podcast at Best of the Left. I cannot talk. Best of the Left podcast.com. A podcast where we play the best of talk radio on the left side of the dial. Real radio, real liberal, condensed into neat commute-sized chunks. So that again, thank you, Twilight. If you'd like to leave me a last five and five. Now, somebody mentioned, you know, a five-minute audio comment is a little long. And I was going to call it last five in a minute and a half, but it didn't quite roll off the tongue as well. So feel free to call it in, 888-563-3228. Did want to throw in another thing here before we head out the door. And that is, I checked out Second Life. And everybody in the world just went, oh, yeah. Dave's been pulled to the dark side. Because this is one of the last podcasts, I think, that hasn't talked about Second Life. I don't get it. My official opinion, I mean, Podcast Pickle is all over that thing. And so is Podcaster News and Pod Show and blah, blah, blah. It's a way to network, I guess, but I don't know. Too many people in First Life to worry about Second Life. Now, if you're like me, the reason I went over there, I'm Jammin' Dow, by the way, is my first or my Second Life name. If you're like me, just kind of went, I went over there because I was like, what is it? I've got a better way to go. Franklin McMahon, who does Media Artist Secrets, another phenomenal podcast. Very creative guy. I actually went over to his website, fmstudio.com. This guy is a phenomenal photographer and just overall talented dude. I think that's his title on his business card, talented dude. But if you go to secretsofsecondlife.com, it's a video podcast, and you can actually watch Franklin fly around in a pimp suit, which is what I do on the weekends, but that's a whole other podcast. Ba-dum-bump. Okay. And so check that out. That'll be... So now we get 6 and 5 today. And, you know, with that, let's just call it a day. We're approaching the 16-minute mark here, if I don't shut up soon. So this is what Dave sounds like live. Scary, ain't it? Thank you very much to everybody who contributed today. And thank you to Jason at the Cephalo Podcast. Thanks to Jonathan at the HollywoodComediansRadio.com for his coaster idea. Thank you to Twilight at Twilight and Thebes. Thebes, by the way, is T-H-E-B-E-S. And I just clicked on the wrong button. Thank you to Cornelius Fitchner at the PM Podcast for the email. And again, the email is at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in. I'll pick up the tab. I will. It's 888-563-3228. And thank you. Yeah, you right there with the earbuds that's been kind of scratching your head going, who is this guy? The school of what? This is the teacher? So maybe he's got a point. Because if you think about it, school bells make you think of school. I don't know about you, but as much as we all reflect back on the good old days, I remember getting hit in the shoulders a lot in junior high and pimples and zits. Wondering who I'm going to take to the prom. You know, the good old days weren't always good. And suddenly I've turned into a Billy Joel song. So maybe he's got a point. We'll have to come up with a new opening. I kind of like the idea of just, this one's a little softer. Yeah, maybe we'll just throw that in under the music. But that's going to do it for this show. Thank you very much. And until we meet again, I say to you, my favorite listener in the whole wide world, just you. You're my favorite listener. Class dismissed.